Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge's museum closed yesterday before it ever had a chance to open. At the last minute, it was discovered that the exhibits were not ancient articles from a buried treasure, but were instead the personal belongings of Abner's father, who's planning to pay his son a visit. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and library dismantling their ill-fated museum.
Abner, don't just sit there reading over that postcard from your papa. Get busy and help me get his belongings back in these boxes.
I just can't get over it. Papa's coming to visit.
Well, I know he is, but it ain't going to be a happy visit if he gets here and finds all his things strewed around the store with signs pinned on them saying they're about your old antiques.
Papa's coming to visit.
Abner, if you say that one more time, I'm going to whop you right square on top of your round head.
Yeah, listen to what he wrote on the card here.
I know what's in the card. I read it myself yesterday, and you've read it to me 1,000 or 100 times since then.
Dear Sonny, I take
that
my...
That ain't disgusting, calling an old man like you Sonny.
Well, I ain't so old. Besides, he's my papa, ain't he?
Yeah, but I'd hate to have anybody going around calling me Sonny or Junior. I can tell you that right now. He makes you feel like he's the only adult in the world. Everybody else is just a kid of a boy as far as he's concerned.
Well, he is older than the most of them. Dear Sonny, I take my pen in hand to drop you a few lines to let you know I'm aiming on stopping off at your place for a short visit.
Short visit? You know what that means. You'll be boarding and bedding at your place for the next 3 months.
Well, he's a comer and stayer, I'll admit that for him. But I'm proud he is. I'd hate for him to rush right off just after he gets here. Well, me, it's been years since I saw him. Wonder if he's changed very much.
He never changes. That's the trouble. I bound you he won't look a day older than he did 20 years ago.
Yeah, Papa spry, I'll say that for him. Well, last time I seen him, I just couldn't keep up with him, I know that.
Well, I don't mind him bouncing around so much, but the thing I dread... Well, I hate to say anything again, your Pop Abner, because I think he's a fine old feller, and I like him the worst way, but I do wish he'd forget the Civil War for just once.
Well, yeah, I reckon he does bring that subject up once in a while.
Bring it up? He ain't never set it down. He ain't never surrendered.
No.
I know good and well we're going to have to go clean through that war again, musket by musket, cannonball by cannonball.
Dear Sonny, I take my pen
Abner,
in hand.
Don't read that card again. He says I take my pen in hand and he wrote it with a pencil.
Well, that's the way to start out a letter, though, Mom. I just want to read it over once just to see exactly when he said he'd get here.
Well, all he says in there is to look for him when you see him coming. That might be most any time now.
I wished it was right this minute. I just can't hardly wait to see Papa.
Yeah, that'll be nice for you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice for a Papa and his boy to get together once in a while, I reckon.
I just hope they hold a Pop and Son banquet over at the church while he's here. That sure be a happy day.
Oh, that'll be a touching sight.
And him and me walking along hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Little Junior.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, Abner. We ain't going to have him hanging around the store all the time trying to run things for us.
Oh, Papa won't do that long.
Oh, no. You recollect what happened the other time he come to visit you. He weren't in the store 5 minutes before he wanted to change everything around in here.
Yeah, he's got ideas on it.
Acted like me and you never had brains enough to make change for a nickel, even.
Well, Lom, he was just trying to help is all he's doing. He never meant no harm by it.
I know he never, but he might not have bankrupted us. You'll have to admit that.
Bankrupted us?
Why, sure, all that stuff he's always ordering for us to sell here.
Oh.
He never asked nobody, just went right ahead and ordered a whole batch of stuff we never in the world could have got shut up.
You mean like them avocados?
Well, that's one thing. How many crates of them things did he order anyway?
Oh, I don't know. Weren't many. I don't believe it was over, 25 or 30, I'd say.
Yeah, 30 crates of avocados we had sitting around here. There weren't a soul in Pine Ridge that knowed what they was. Folks were scared of them. Scared to eat them. Feared they'd get poisoned.
Yeah, well, Papa just thought it'd be sort of a nice novelty for us to have.
I tried to give one of them to one of the little Bates children. Scared him to death. Run out of the store crying.
Yeah, well, I never cared for them myself. Elizabeth put a piece of fat meat in them and boiled them for about 3 hours. But we never did get the things to where we thought they was tender enough.
Some of them was trying to eat the seeds out of them. They ain't no good neither.
No, I never could find out what to do with them.
It was a novelty, all right, having 30 crates of them things sitting down in the feed room turning black and blue. Might and I turned black and blue myself trying to eat them. Where'd you ever find them things, anyway?
Oh, me, I forget now, Lum. I believe, though, that he was on his way to Pine Ridge here, and he run into some feller from out in California, I believe he said. Had a truckload of them. He just thought they'd be nice for the store, so he made a deal with the feller, bought them, and shipped them in here for us.
Well, I wished he'd stop thinking what'd be nice for the store and pay attention to his own business for a change.
Lum, all he was trying to do was just...
And them lightning rods.
I
think we still got some of them things kicking around the store, Summers.
Oh, yeah.
42 bales of lightning rods your papa bought up for us.
Yeah, well, he had a reason for doing that, Lum.
A reason for it?
Yes, sir, he did. He read in the almanac that we was going to have an awful rainy season that year. A lot of electric storms and all that. And so he just decided we'd have a big run on them things. I still think it was a smart business move on his part. Good reasoning.
Smart business move, all right. We had the store so full of them things, folks couldn't get in or out.
No.
Had to close up for 2 weeks while we figured out how to get shut of them. Final, I had a lightning rod sale.
Yeah, I recollect. That come off pretty good, didn't it?
Pretty good. All we sold was a grand total of 2. I recollect that. Sold both of them to old Dad Foss when he had the job of keeping the churchyard clean. He used them to stab scraps of paper with.
Well, Papa was just trying to help.
I know what he was trying to do, Abner. I ain't holding it against him. Think your papa's one of the finest fellers that ever drawed breath, but it just looks like he can't set eyes on nothing without thinking we ought to stock up on it, have it here in the store.
Yeah, well, all right. When he gets here, Lama, I'll have a little talk with him.
Better not make it a little talk.
Well,
a big talk with it.
All right. But I don't think he'll do that no more. He's more like they changed a lot.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there.
You sure? Maybe his papa coming.
No,
what about
it? No, it's Cedric. I can tell him a mile off.
Oh, yeah, that's Cedric. Yeah, he don't look nothing like Papa at all. I'd know them any place. Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to help us pack your papa's belongings back in them boxes.
Well, he ought to. He helped us get them out. He was president of our buried treasure museum when we had it here.
Fairly wonderful world.
Doggy, Cedric, I'm proud to see you. I've got some good news to tell you, Cedric.
Mom?
Papa's coming to visit me.
Cedric knows that. He was here yesterday when you found out.
Yeah, well, it's the truth, though. Papa's coming to visit me, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I know that. Yes, he's sure
enough. Oh, yeah. He's coming sure the world. Coming to visit me.
Oh, for goodness sakes, here we go again.
He'd be here most any day now, I reckon.
Wish my papa would move away so he could come visit me sometime. But I don't believe it'd work out very good for me, though, because I live with Papa, and if he moved, I'd have to move right with him.
Yeah, that's right. No, it wouldn't work out very good for you, I don't believe, Cedric.
Well, that wasn't what I come over here to see you about, no ways. I just come over to, let's see now. I could have swore I had something in mind when I come in here. I have to study.
Jar of peanut butter?
No, Mom, I got about 15 jars of the stuff over at my place right now.
15 jars.
Sounds like Abner's papa's been buying stuff for your place, too.
Oh, I know what'll come in for. $200.
Well, huh?
You know, long as the museum's all busted up, I want to get my $200 back.
What $200?
The $200 I invested in the buried treasure expedition.
Oh, that $200, huh? Well, I don't much believe you'll ever get that back, Cedric. See, that company's unsolved now. Nobody made a nickel out of that. Fact is, we all lost money on it.
Yeah, you'll just have to mark that off to gross bad debts. Maybe you can unduct it from your income next year.
Yeah, that's what you better do, Cedric, yeah.
Well, what I'd rather do is just get my $200 back, though.
You can't do that, Cedric.
Yeah, you ought to have more sense than to invest it in such a flying-by-night scheme in the first place. Or to put your money in war bonds.
Yeah, that's what you ought to have did, Cedric.
Well, I'm already buying them things over at the war plant on the payroll plan.
Well, you ought to boost that up and put even more in them, Cedric. Don't forget, you ain't gonna always have that job over there at the defense plant.
No,
so it's high time you was laying a little money aside. Or to do a little post-war planning.
Yeah, you ought, Cedric. Well, you ought to do whatever it was Lum said there.
After this war is over, you might be wanting to buy a house or something like that. Be nice to have the money saved up for it.
Oh, money's handy.
What would I want with a house? I told you I live at home with my folks.
Well, you ain't always going to live there, Cedric. And think about this. Someday, Clarabelle's going to want you to have a place of her own.
She is.
Why, sure. A girl gets married, she don't want to live at home no more.
You mean I got to buy a house for her in Gomer Bates?
Gomer Bates? I thought you was engaged to Clarabelle.
I am, but she's going to marry Gomer.
Huh?
That's a new arrangement he worked out for her.
Oh, well, you want some war bond savings for some other things, then, Cedric. You're bound to need it. Or was that all ring, Lum?
Yeah, I believe it was. I'll get it.
Yeah, you ought to save your money, Cedric. Put it in.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
What you ought to do?
Oh, what is it, Dick?
It's plain smart business buying war bonds for anybody.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. Are you sure about that, Dick? COD, huh?
Who's that?
That's cute. Just a minute, let me ask Abner.
What is it, Mom?
Dick Huddleston says there's 12 cartoons of beaded handbags that just come in for us over there.
Beaded handbags?
You never ordered nothing like that, did you?
Why, no.
Well, reckon what it could be, then.
Well, hello, me.
Huh?
Don't you know, Mom?
What?
Papa's coming to visit me.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.